Spiegel, and it had to do with 10 top reasons to continue, or I should say not to quit, in network marketing. And I wanted to highlight this. I don't like to talk about negativity from time to time, so I call it 10 reasons to persist, because I look at the positive side of it. And the important part of this is that because we come across so many people that get started in Manitech or get started in our business, and 3 months, 6 months, 9 months later, we find that they're no longer with us. And why is that happening? And what can we do differently? How can we help people understand the importance of hanging in there and what persistence is all about? And a lot of it, too, is based on people's own personal growth or lack of personal growth or personal development that causes them to quit. Maybe they've quit everything they've ever started in their life, so you're just going to be the next thing on that list. So we have those kind of things happen, and there's not always a lot you can do about that. But I wanted to highlight to you a lot of the reasons why we need to hang in there and just keep persisting, because, you know, persistence is such a huge, important factor in our life in everything. I think, you know, persistence today, everything seems to be, we can change it tomorrow, including marriages, we just think that we can toss something aside. If it's not working, toss it aside, try something else. And we kind of get that attitude that's developed in our culture, which is really terrible. I mean, it really, because all it does is it breeds lack of self-worth, lack of self-confidence. I mean, people just, I don't know, they don't see the tremendous amount of negativity around giving up on things or quitting on things. And I think that this Manitech business is so awesome for so many different perspectives that abandoning it would be such a wrong decision to make in people's lives. It's just such an incredible mission for all of us to be on. So let's just jump in and look at some of the reasons why persistence is so important for us in Manitech and why we want to try to incorporate this and maybe help other people see the importance of persisting instead of putting their hands in the air and giving up on it. Number one was the business grows more fun as time passes, and I think that's true for all of us. I always try to picture myself whenever I bring on a new associate. I go back to when I first started, and some of you are brand new on this phone call. Other of you have been in the business longer than I have been, and it's sometimes hard to go back and imagine what we were like when we first started, but I remember how green it was and how difficult it was, and the whole concept of looking at the science and trying to understand the physiology of the human body, because I didn't have any nursing or doctors or medical background at all. In fact, if you had asked me what the pancreas was for, I couldn't have told you, you know, 8 years ago. I had no clue what any of that was. Because if you're a person that's been healthy all your life, you don't tend to know much about your physique or your physiology, and so you're living this wonderful life, and then all of a sudden you find yourself thrown into this science field and you're like overwhelmed. So all I can tell you that when you first get involved, sometimes it's a little overwhelming, and we have to remember what it was for us and be more sensitive and show more empathy for some of the new people coming on board. And so the concept of just getting more education, the more we know, the more fun it is, I think, because it becomes more fun to share when you know more information. It's one of the reasons we love the Jeff Allen approach or Mark Thiel approach, because we don't have to be the ones that know it all. We can let the materials do the talking as we start growing. So we can be educating ourselves at the same time as still working the business and being very effective at working the business because of the materials are so terrific that we have today to share what that is. And of course, as you learn more in this business, you learn how to handle challenges better. You really and that's what so much of the growth is about. It's about going out there and being able to overcome challenges that constantly come up again and hit you. You have people in your organization that every time a challenge hits, they come whining to you and complaining and something's wrong and Manitech did something wrong or, you know, wham, 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 and you just go, oh my goodness gracious. Well, this is a business that allows you to really grow in terms of overcoming obstacles that are put in your way, because we are constantly thrown, you know, curveballs, sliders, you know, fastballs. We get them all. That's a good baseball analogy for those of you who are docs on the call. But we get everything is thrown at us. I mean, it's a matter of just being able to brush those things aside and be able to tackle them and handle them and manage them and look at them as challenges to overcome instead of problems that are, you know, beating down on us. So every one of those lessons, every single one, you profit from, and I continue to profit from lessons in my organization. I mean, last week, and I don't have to share with it, but I had an issue come up with a person in my organization, and it was a real eye-opener for me, because it had a lot to do with trust, and what the person was saying to me about trust, and things like, and we just, we really need to just keep opening our eyes and seeing things and being able to learn and develop from all the experiences we have. And Manatech, oh, star six, please. Yeah, yeah, can you imagine? I'm going to put star five on. We obviously, sorry. Okay, cut everybody out. Okay, so as you learn, you just handle more and more of the challenges. So that's our whole thing. We want to step into just growing and learning on every step of the way. And I think this kind of business provides us with phenomenal learning opportunities because we get to be a point of interacting with all kinds. I mean, everything from A to Z, every personality type, every background type, everybody with all these massive different experiences. I never would have been exposed to the quantity and different kinds of people that I've been exposed over the last 8 years in anything else that I had been doing in my life. I didn't have that opportunity. It wasn't available to me. And so I just think it's just a blast to be part of that whole process of learning and growing ourselves as we meet new people, get building new relationships, the challenges that we get from everything. And I think the other part of the business growing more fun as time passes because we tend to get out of the convincing mode. I think when we first start in this business, we go out there and we think we have to convince everybody to jump on our mission. I think as we grow and as we learn more, we learn to stay away from convincing and getting really starting to look for people that are thinking at a different level, that really can, you know, can look at this picture and see it as a vision and see it as a mission and jump on. And I would tell you that's probably the person that Jeff came across, you know, last March, and he's going to be platinum this month, coming March. That person really had a vision. I don't think Jeff had to sit there and convince him every step of the way of what to do and how to do it and hear any whining or anything like that. If he had a person with, you know, what we called last week, we talked about world-class thinking. Somebody who's a world-class thinker, somebody who thinks, you know, loves risk, loves to step out, loves to, you know, go and meet people, loves to, you know, look at themselves as being responsible and taking on problem solving and going moving forward. So you get away from convincing people and you get into finding people that have similar commissions, similar commitments and similar concepts about what their life is to look like and the goals that they have in their life. Number two, you gain posture. And, of course, that comes with time and experience. Posture is just a level of confidence, you know. A lot of people go, they don't contact a lot of people. Like when I see these DACs that come in, these daily action trackers in their password class, it's why aren't people contacting a lot of people? Why aren't you going out and, you know, prospecting on a daily basis? What is holding you back from doing that? And a lot of it has to do with confidence. You just don't have confidence in yourself. And the only way you're going to build confidence is by getting out there and approaching countless people. You put yourself in the fray. That's what creates the level of confidence. So it's just continuous doing and growing from the doing. So you learn how to do it better and you keep tweaking that whole process until you become the best you can be. You have to be willing to change. And some of you have a problem with the word change, so you need to maybe do some more personal development around that. But it's a concept of being able to step into change in your life so that you can trigger different responses from people. And that's changing to be more understanding, to be better listeners, to develop better communication skills. All of these things are what come out of, you know, the element of persisting at this business, that you become better and you gain greater posture. And of course, the higher level of confidence you have in approaching people, the more impact you're going to have on people's lives. Because other people are going to respond to you better the greater confidence level you have. And then, of course, we also have to be aware of the people that are a little bit overwhelming in their confidence, like they come up and they just, like, beat you down with the Manatech program. And we see that from time to time. In fact, in my pathway class that I just got done with, we had a gal who did that, and she has just so softened her approach. And she came to me and told me on Saturday, she said, "I just can't even tell you how incredible my life is today. I barely talked to this woman, and I just was listened to her. I sat back and allowed her to talk, and I didn't, like, overwhelm her, and I didn't, all the things I used to do." She said, "Mary Jo, she signed up like that. It was like nothing." And I started laughing because it's so fun to watch people grow. It's so fun to watch people develop a level of confidence and ability to be able to interact and have better communication skills so that they're much more effective. Because if we're going to go out and contact 10 people a day, isn't it more fun to sign up 5 of them than to sign up 1? Yeah, of course, we want better results, but we have to make a shift in ourselves to be better communicators and a higher level of confidence in order to get there. And time and experience is what gives you and allows that confidence to grow. The third reason to hang in there and show that persistence is, I say, it's they'll be back. And it's intriguing how so much this is so true, that a lot of people that you've approached in the past who the timing was wrong for, because remember, my philosophy is always, no one ever says no and means never. The word no is the timing's not right for them, they don't know enough. There are plenty of reasons that people can give why they don't come on board with you today. But the concept here is the longer you hang in there, the more likely those people are going to come and join you. And that's what's so important, that you will see a lot of the people that you've talked to in the past, who all of a sudden you get phone calls from, or you'll recontact them with a reactivation letter or a manna mail, or you'll send them a copy of this new news release that's coming out about what we're doing with the AIDS virus in Africa. And something like that could just trigger them to immediately go, wow, I want to be a part of this. What was I missing? The timing is right. And when you drip on people like that, that's what happens. You finally hit them at a time when they're ready, and they come back. So you have that whole concept of you think you've lost people, and people have said no, but you really never lose anyone. It's just a matter of timing. And if you persist in Manatech, of course, you're going to see more and more of those people come back on board with you and join you in this incredible mission. And the other thing, too, is other people that come back are people who started and quit. And again, that's why we do the reactivation program. At least once a year, a major reactivation program, just to go out there and see who's ready to get back on board again. And it's important for us to keep track of that and trace them and track them so that we know who we sent last ones out to and what their status was, so that we can keep on top of that reactivation and get those people back on board. But if you abandon Manatech, you're never going to get to that point. You're never going to get people. You're never going to continue them on their health trek. And everybody needs to be on a health trek today. We know that. The fourth reason, it just keeps getting better. And this is about what's happening in our industry. It's about our company. It's about our products. It's about the industry. You can see across the board. If you've been around Manatech for 5, 6, 7 years, you know the problems we had internally with management. We've cleaned up so much of that. There's so many great people running the company today. We have Sam in a great position in the company. Terry Persinger. We just have some awesome people. Stan Fredericks. I mean, if you wouldn't hang in with Manatech, you wouldn't see these kind of growth and these kind of shifts that are made, because this company is truly in a process of maturing. And that's what persistent allows us to participate in, that whole maturation process with a company. And as we see this company maturing, the greatest thing about it is it's hitting a whole new momentum level. I mean, they're going to do almost $400 million this year. That's pretty awesome to watch a company do almost $400 million when we did less than $300 million last year. The growth level is awesome. It's just going off the charts, that double-digit growth that we love to see, and to just see the company, because internally it's getting better and better. The other thing is the science of glycobiology. Imagine if you would have abandoned this company 5 years ago, and all of a sudden look at what happened to glycobiology in the last 5 years. It's awesome what we see out there, the recognition of glycobiology, glyconutrients, the incredible amount of support that's out there. And, of course, the other thing that we see, too, is the number of doctors that are jumping on board. Why do almost all of our marketing materials now, why are they all around doctors? It's medical doctors that are getting involved. We have massive quantities of the medical profession entering in. In fact, I did part of my pathway class was doing a three-way call, and one of the gals put an MD on a three-way call. And I can honestly say that's the first time I had an MD on a three-way. I've done lots of chiropractors, but no one has ever brought me an MD on a three-way call in my pathway class. So what a joy that was to be able to share that experience with Crossline to help support them getting a medical doctor signed up. That's great. So we see more and more tension coming from medical doctors and the medical profession, and I think that's awesome. That's only there to support us and add more credibility to what we have. The network marketing industry, I think, continues to grow and continues to gain respect and is achieving greater and greater recognition. You got Pilsner out there, Kiyosaki, Donald Trump. You have, all this stuff that's now being taught in numerous business schools as a valid profession, getting into network marketing. And it's just a neat thing in the new professional, that book. There's just a lot of great things out there that really support network marketing today that didn't exist 10 years ago. So again, if you're walking away from this industry, what are you doing? You're walking away at a time when the growth just keeps getting better and better. The vision, the picture, you know, what you're involved in just continues to increase all the time. And of course, the other thing I added just for Manatech is that what we've seen, you know, when if you started with Manatech back in 94 and 96, you were seeing materials that were like run off on copy machines. I mean, that's all they had. Today we have beautiful, sophisticated materials, DVDs and CDs, and their doctors and books and articles. In fact, it's so overwhelming that people sometimes get overwhelmed because there's so much good stuff they don't even know what to start with. And so you as upline or as a leader really need to work closely with the people in the organization so that you give them guidance around what are the most effective tools. Because you don't want them out there spending $10,000 on tools. That's not the way this business needs to be operated. So you try to condense it into something that works. That's kind of what Mark Thiel does. Jeff Allen, they come up with these backpacks, and those are things, you use things that work for you. Whatever works for you, that's what you want to use. You don't go out there and jump on the new bandwagon just because something new is out there. You want to use what works for you. One of the reasons why I still kind of giggle a little bit, because I still, and I have had presidentials kind of laugh at me that I still use Miracle Sugar Book. I use the Miracle Sugar Booklet. I have had so much incredible positive responses from it. Just because we have more materials that come out doesn't mean that the ones we've been using are no longer effective. We sometimes get bored. I'll tell you the psychology of it. You as an associate sometimes get bored using something, or you're not seeing the results. You think, oh my gosh, I try something new because I might get better results. And you abandon things that are really terrific. And we have to be careful in doing that, because we are abandoning them because we've used them and we're used to them so long. But the problem is that our prospects, the people that you're contacting brand new, they've never seen the Miracle Sugar Booklet. So you might have seen it for 4 years now, but guess what? That new prospect has never seen it. So you have to come from a perspective of what they've seen or not seen and use the best possible tools to help bring them along in an understanding of what this technology is about. Okay, so it just keeps getting better. 5, the friendships deepen. Oh, wow, this is huge for me too. I mean, just tremendous that as you stay in this company and as you get to know more and more people, what a joy it is to just really get to know the hearts and passions of people, get some familiarity with them. You know, some of the presidentials who I really have tremendous admiration for, and then a lot of the people, of course, my downline is just absolutely terrific. Some of my best relationships, my closest friends are people in my organization today. It's just awesome how those relationships have developed with coaching programs and other things we've been doing and trips, and we just have a blast together. We love each other, and it's just a connectiveness that's just awesome. And it's because we fought the battles together. I mean, you know, when you're out there in the trenches and you're fighting battles together, that's where all the character comes out, and that's where the growth comes, and the love and the concern and the camaraderie that just is incredible. And I also feel the same way about Crossline. I've just developed some awesome relationships with people in Crossline, and it's just a tremendous amount of love. There's a tremendous amount of friendships, people that you never would have known that you've gotten to be able to know, and buddy systems that we put together that help people grow together cross-line, cross-country. It's just, it's awesome. And you hang in there, and those friendships just keep growing, and you get to know more and more people, and you build better and better relationships with people. And spending time around people that really are totally convicted, they really do believe, like I believe, that network marketing is an incredible means for people to achieve personal and financial freedom. I mean, personal freedom, I'm talking about freedom from their own stuff. I mean, the personal development to me is so huge, and just watching people grow. And I was just at a Clemmer event last week on a Wednesday night, and it was just incredible. Again, another championship workshop that just saw how people moved and just really started seeing, oh my gosh, I got some stuff I'm carrying around, you know, and just appreciating the fact that how do I get rid of this? How do I make better choices? How do I choose different belief systems that are going to support me and move me forward instead of the belief systems that have been cast upon me by my environment, my family life, whatever it would have been in the past that created those beliefs. In fact, the gentleman that actually gave the champions last week, he was a young guy and is still like, I think he was like 30 years old. Anyway, an incredible character. He grew up believing that everything, that he was just a failure, because that's what his parents kept telling him, he failed at everything. So he had this program in his life that everything he touched was going to, you know, go south. So imagine what that does for you on your outlook of your life, you know. I almost attributed to that I hate that language, the poverty mentality. We talked about that poverty thinking that life sucks and then you die. I mean, every time I hear that clause, my whole body just shrinks. I mean, it just like shrinks. It's like, oh my gosh, to believe that people really are out there thinking that, it hurts me to the core. And I hear this young 30-year-old guy who's now a facilitator in Clemmer, and he said, I was brought up because my parents, you know, every single thing I did, it always went south, and I would get punished, and it was constantly like I couldn't do anything, and they reinforced that in me. And he said, I believed when I was 21, and I was in a relationship, he was about to walk away from a woman who was an awesome lady in his life, but he just knew that he was gonna cause it to fail. So he decided instead of failing at it, he was going to just exit, because he was so afraid of failing. And that's when he had his first exposure around the Clemmer work and some self-development and what were his programs running his life. And it was a championships and then a personal mastery that saved that relationship. He is now married to this woman. They have a phenomenal relationship. He has set up his own business. He also he's got his own outdoor ropes course business that he runs and doing incredible at that. You know, and now he's working for Clemmer in addition. I mean, the guy's just, I mean, you would never look at him and think he ever had self-doubt about what he could do or what he could accomplish in life. But it's that kind of thing that, you know, that you hang around people that are just, you know, just totally involved in positive things, and that's the result you're going to have. So it's that constant, you know, it gets into number 6 on my outline. The experience deepens. A personal development growth is just awesome that transpires in this business. It's just awesome to watch people break down those paradigms. And I come from a perspective, the reason I love the personal development so much too is that I went through that track of success track. You know, you go to undergrad, law school, post-law school, you know, schooling in addition. Then I went and practiced law. I did all that stuff. And, of course, sometimes we have a perception that people in that success realm, whether they're doctors or lawyers or something, for some reason we think they're better or different than we are. And it's so ridiculous. In fact, I think that those kind of professions breed some of the most, you know, screwed up people. You know, they just are totally, they have, their life is so backwards to them, they don't ever develop good personal skills. They really are so undeveloped personal. I mean, they need personal development more than most people do. I really believe that's true. In fact, I worked real hard on Brian Clemmer to do a program for lawyers because I thought, oh my gosh, that's a tremendous target market for this personal development stuff, because they're so mixed up. They're so confused. No concept of life. It's all directed around, you know, money and success is money, and if I work harder, I make more money, and I'm more successful, and that'll take care of everything else in my life. When in reality, it takes care of nothing. It doesn't. It's not an end. It's not a means. It's nothing. And so it's just sadness. They have just such a lack of balance in their life and understanding of what life is all about. And then I get into network marketing. So I had spent all these years in these high, top-notch law jobs, corporate jobs. I get into network marketing, and wow, boom. One of the first things I get involved in is self-development work, and what a huge awakening. I mean, gigantic awakening. So Power of Purpose, the Clemmer work, whatever, there's just a lot of people are going out to Landmark. That's another organization that does it, a lot of personal development things. But just growth, just growing, breaking down the barriers, getting out of your own way, learning to get out of your own way, breeding greater relationships with everybody in your life, building better spiritual walk, a better relationship with your spouse, your kids, a greater understanding of life, how to empower others, learning how to be a leader instead of, you know, enablers, you know, moving into the path of empowering instead of enabling. All these things that, I mean, it's just endless, the experience around what we get out of network marketing, because they put such a huge emphasis on personal development. And, of course, for those of you who've read the Kiyosaki book, when he talks about, you know, why he would choose network marketing. He chooses network marketing as the number one industry out there. If you're ever going to go out and make millions, he'd choose network marketing. And the reason he chooses network marketing is because of the true, sound commitment they make towards personal development. He, like me, have not seen that in any other industry, no matter what it is. I've never seen that in another industry quite like it is in network marketing. And we've been associated with a lot of different businesses, and you know, some people take pot shots at it, and they might have little programs for their company employees, but it's nothing like what you get out of a Clemmer experience, or you know, numerous Power Purposes things. You don't have that kind of exposure. 2.5-day seminars, week-long seminars, leadership development seminars. Typically, that only happens at the upper echelon in a corporate environment. So many people are just bypassed with this ability or this opportunity of personal growth. So truly great experience, truly getting into that whole aspect of developing yourself, getting breaking down the barriers that are holding you back and achieving abundance in all areas of your life. That's the really critical part of what network marketing offers on a timely basis, being persistent with it. So the seventh one was you gradually abandon fear. Yeah, the abandonment of fear. Oh, huge. And I think that people who give up on networking, it's fear that causes them again to move out. Many times it's fear. And sometimes it's fear of success. People don't understand that, but fear of success is actually a greater fear in this world than fear of failure. It's the fear of what you'll be responsible or held to do once you find the greatness of who you are. And some people have a fear of that. I can't fathom it, but it's true that that is a gigantic fear that we have in our society. The greatness of who you are and what you should be and how you could step out and then trying to meet that. And it's just, that's a huge fear. We most of the time think of fear of failure because, you know, that's why we don't call people back. We think, oh my gosh, they're not going to take it. They're going to say no. Fear of rejection. Oh, Jiminy Christmas. Fear of rejection is such a farce in this business. I look at it and I go, come on, people, just get over that. They're not rejecting you. Get it really clear in your head. It's not about you. And to really understand that and get it to the depth of the core of who you are so that you can grapple with it day in and day out. I mean, people say no to everybody. Do people say no to Jet? Of course. He's had probably 100,000 people say no to him. Most of us in network marketing never even approach 1/10 of that people in the first place, and he's had more no's than we've had total people that we've talked to. Do you get that picture? Because he's out there always in play. He's always in the play. He's always working towards yet another person. There's somebody else out there who wants personal success, who wants financial freedom, who wants personal freedom, and I want to touch their lives, and I'm going to find those people. And when you're always in play, you're going to get a lot of people that say no. But there's no fear. Do you see any fear? You'll never see fear in Jet. Fear of anything. The guy doesn't live. He doesn't believe in fear. I don't believe in fear. I don't believe in fear from a scriptural perspective, first and foremost, because it doesn't belong in our lives. So we have to. We need to walk away and step away from that fear. But it doesn't come overnight for those of you who enter into this business. It's something that happens as you have more and more, you know, more and more meetings with people, more and more contacts, more and more development, more and more trainings. You start developing a greater positive mindset, and the positive mindset of that positive mindset becomes more dominant. The fear dissipates because now we know what the results are going to happen in your life. So it's like you have to put fear to rest. And if you put fear to rest, it's going to impact every area of your life. It's not just about Manatech by any means. And that's why I think this is a beautiful business to be a part of, because it helps you get rid of the fear, not just in your life with Manatech, not just the fear of rejection in when you talk to that next prospect, but it's going to just annihilate those fears when you're dealing with your spouse and your children and your future and your past. And you just get rid of all that fear. All that fear that we tend to just, that drives us down, that holds us back, that prevents us from being what we can be. So, huge part of the process. And again, it doesn't happen unless you persist. It requires persistence. We come up against fear and we go, oh, we can't do it. A fear of rejection, fear of failure, and we walk away. Oh my gosh. Now, what happens? When you walk away, all you do is reinforce. You're reinforcing that negative behavior. You're reinforcing one more time, you're convincing yourself that you're not able. And that the fear of failure is a real fear for you. And you beat up on yourself one more time. Whoa, wow, what does that say? That is incredible. And it's just, so it's about sticking to it. It's just about keeping on and keeping on, staying the path, doing what it takes, sticking to fundamentals, and watching that fear dissipate. Number 8 is your destiny becomes accessible. And I think that's a great one. It's about dreams. I mean, we all need to dream. We all need to have big dreams and big outrageous dreams. On Saturday, we did dream boards. It's part of the last exercise in my pathway class. The last hour, hour and a half of the class is about putting together dream boards. We just all sit on the floor as a group, and we take a ton of magazines, and we start looking at pictures. And then as everybody finishes their dream board, they get to stand up in front of the group and say, okay, here's my dreams. And it's so much fun. We had such a blast sharing that whole experience. It was just wonderful. And the cars and the houses and the, you know, and then the charity work and the soup lines and the, you know, orphanages and the, I mean, you know, and the jewelry and it was the sailboats and whatever it was, vacationing. Oh my gosh, some people just had tons of different vacation spots on their dream board. And I just, it just blessed my heart to watch people dream and just see these visions for what they wanted their life to be. And that's the whole networking experience. It's about how do I get to those dreams. And if you walk away and you abandon it, you're one more time reinforcing that you shouldn't be dreaming. And I'm going to tell you, every one of you needs to dream, and you need to dream big, because that's so missing in our lives today. And it's hard to dream when you work an 8-to-5 job and you get a fixed salary. There's no dreams there, because there's no possibility. There's no infinite possibility. There's no possibility of making $1 million or writing that $1 million check. It doesn't exist. Because you're working 8-to-5 and you're making $10 an hour, and there's no chance that that's going to happen in your life. So what is that all about? It's about quashing our dreams instead of building our dreams. And that's the neat thing about networking. It just gives you this huge possibility. So it's about living in possibilities, not probabilities. You don't base your future based on what you might have done in your past. You base it on the possibilities that you have in your life. So we all need to dream again. And I think hanging in there with networking, as you continue going and you continue building and you just keep getting better and better at it, you're getting more and more confidence as you grow, even though it might not be as fast as you may think, you know, that just opening that door of possibility greater and greater that dream's going to come true. And so you just keep trucking at it and just keep making it work. And you know, will adversity strike? Of course it's going to strike. I have people that get up to executive and then they kind of go, oh, I don't know, and they kind of flail around and their GPV goes up and down and they're like, it bugs them, and then all of a sudden it takes off again and they get another 10,000-15,000 growth spurt. So it's not about, you know, being on a track that has to work like getting to platinum in 1 year. That's not what this business is. That is a total exception to the business. This business is something that we keep on keeping on. We stay the course. We do the fundamentals. Yeah, it'd be great if we could all get to platinum in 12 months, but it's not going to happen. It's an exception. And it's not what I represent to people, because it is truly an exception. And I don't like to represent to people the less than 100th of 1% result. I like to tell them what the normal result is going to be and what they need to do to achieve that. So build a reality in their life and then just have them keep on keeping on. It's the persistence that gets you there. So, but the beauty of it is that the dreams come true. Trusting and believing in yourself will help also to attract others who trust and believe in you. So if you trust and believe that your dream's going to come true, other people are going to catch on to that vision that you have. They're going to see that you really, truly can have that, make that happen. So be a part of that. You want to have that belief system so that you can build that in other people. You can create that enthusiasm in other people you're around. Number 9, your attitude shifts to gratitude. Wow, yeah, thank goodness I didn't quit. There's a great attitude of gratitude. I have people out there that, you know, they were talking about quitting. In fact, I even have some that actually kind of semi-quit. Did you ever have some of those? One of my people that's about to break presidential, she semi-quit. She won the Alaska trip in 2 months, and then she semi-quit. She decided, oh, she can't balance being a good mom and being a good manatecker. Oh, wow, boy, is that an either-or. Now, that's a program that was running her life. It was a program. It was a choice she was making. She didn't have to make that choice. There is no such thing as the either-or program. It's what you make up. You've made it up. Some of the best parents in the world spend 3 hours a day with their children and have phenomenal family life. It's not about either-or. It's not about time commitment. It's about quality. What kind of person are you when you spend the time with that child? Do you truly listen to them? Do you truly be with? I mean, there's just a whole incredible nature about us that we want to play this either-or game because we use it as a rationalization not to move forward. Well, and that's what was going on in this gal's mind. And then because another business builder came along in her organization, I kind of convinced her to get a little active again a year later. And boy, from that point forward, this gal went boom, and now she's almost presidential. And, you know, there's a shift. Thank goodness she didn't quit. My goodness, if you talked to her, I wish I should have her on the phone sometime to give you all guys a pep talk on that. It was incredible. If she would have quit, where would she be today? She loves what she's doing. She thrives on it. She's impacting lives every single day. She's started to view herself as a leader finally, and boy, is she leading. I mean, she's just stepping out in so many ways. It's awesome to see her growth. A lot of personal development. And a tremendous attitude of gratitude. It opens up your life to greater abundance. I'm going to tell you, you come across in your life with gratitude towards everything that happens, and you're going to have incredible abundance showered upon you. It's a direct correlation. We need that attitude of gratitude. It's huge, and it's critically important in doing network marketing. And you're going to attract more people with this kind of heart of appreciation. And isn't that the kind of person that you want in your organization, too? You want people with hearts of gratitude, having great levels of appreciation. So persist, hang in there, and develop that attitude of gratitude, gratitude for everything that transpires. And I even tell people sometimes, that, you know, Teresa Romaine has a great concept of getting up every morning, and the first thing you do is you journal on 10 things that you're grateful for. You just, and it really enforces, you know, what am I grateful for? What am I thankful for? And every morning you wake up, and that's the first thing you do, is set that heart of gratitude in place. And watch how you function so differently during the day when you develop that as a daily habit. I love to wake up in the morning. My first thoughts in the morning, of course, I wake up and I'm just as, you know, enthusiastic. I don't need the coffee or anything. My goodness, I put caffeine in my body. I don't know what would happen. But, yeah, so I wake up in the morning, and my first thing I do is I always say to myself, I always look up and I go, thank you, Lord, for giving me another day to impact people's lives. It's just a neat thing. It's just something I feel so deeply. I'm so focused on. I know that my number one core value is contribution. So I just praise Him every day that I wake up and I have another day to impact people's lives. And that's such a joy. It brings so much joy. So it just, you know, and when you drive yourself in that direction, pretty soon it becomes just natural. It's second nature for you to do it. You don't have to write down in a journal. It just becomes who you are. It becomes your shift in your beingness. So attitude of gratitude, terrific, and again, persistence is what drives that. It develops that for you. And the 10th thing that this gal put in her article, Rosie Spiegel, she said, you'll change lives, including yours. Wow, huge. And that is what it's about. It's about going out and changing lives. If you really get it, that in order for you to be successful, you will need to motivate and empower others, then you'll see the incredible impact you're going to have on other people's lives. And that is what's so incredible about hanging in there in this business. And some of you, when you fill out belief scales and things, you go, oh, I don't think I can be a good leader. Well, how are you ever going to be a good leader if you don't try to develop the skills to be that good leader? And that's what this whole process is with network marketing. It's about how to develop you into great leadership skills. The first and foremost, we need to go out and prospect and really learn to share and impact people's lives with the products. And you can impact people's lives with the products in such a significant way for the rest of your life if you never even became a quote-unquote leader. It's just whoever you touch the lives of with these products, you see the differences. You see the phenomenal testimonials that come out of this. It's incredible. And they happen every single day. Every single day. I get emails every single day, either emails or calls or you know, incredible faxes even of people telling stories about these incredible results out there that they're getting. I keep pinching myself saying, God, don't ever let me become numb to these incredible results. So we're impacting lives every day just with the gist of the gift that we have to share with the Manatech technology. But the bigger step is if I continue persisting at this and I continue growing and I go to self-development seminars and I go to leadership trainings and I take pathway classes and I take other training courses, that I'm growing myself. And if I'm growing myself, I'm going to become a better leader. I'm going to be able to empower others. I'm going to be able to impact other people's lives. More so than just in health, I can impact their lives by allowing them to feel better about themselves and growing them and getting a greater self-worth, a greater self-image, and perhaps even impacting marriages. We've impacted marriages in this business. I've had people that come to me and said, because of the personal growth I've gotten, and that I've saved their marriage. I said, I didn't save your marriage. You saved your marriage. You just trusted Mary Jo enough to go to this personal development course and really see a difference. Because it wasn't me who saved the marriage. I don't do anything. All I am is a tool that operates in your life to allow you to open some other doors, to see a better way of life, a better way of living, and make better choices in your life. So how cool it is to be able to just be out there every day just trying to impact people's lives and just being a leader and being motivate people to do things that shift themselves to become more successful in what they do. So that's agreed. You change lives, including yours, of course, but you're changing tons of other lives. So 10 great reasons to hang in there and be persistent with network marketing because it presents you all these opportunities. Let me see how much time left. I don't think we have much, but hang on. I'm going to take all of you off of mute. Okay, do I have everybody back? There they are. Okay. Any comments? Anybody have some feedback on the call today? Do you have some of this impact you personally? Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Great, great. And see, that's the reason, thanks for the encouragement. And that's the reason why you have what we call the drip list. You just keep, whether it's reactivation letter or next time it's going to be the news release on the AIDS thing in Africa. You just keep dropping these things in their face, and you know what? You're going to get responses. Thanks. Great comment. No, I put out a reactivation letter to all the people on this call. If you haven't gotten it, deleted it. You can send an email to Lydia. She'll be more than happy to send it back to you. Yeah. Okay, you bet. Thank you. The email, you mean? So you didn't get the outline for today's call? Okay, so if you want to do it by email, you just go on the same website, manatrain.net, and it gives you instructions on how to get on Mary Jo's Monday morning call list. Once you're on that, you sign up for the Yahoo group, and you will get my email. Okay? You bet. Anyone else? Did it hit some home run balls for you? Yeah, I know. I don't know. Sometimes I tweak people at different times, but it's always good stuff out there. It's why we hang in. We just keep on keeping on. Persistence is crucial. Anyone else want to share? Manatrain.net. MANNATRAIN. Manatrain.net is my website training site, and it tells you how to sign up for the Yahoo group. Yeah, pathway. We don't have the dates yet. We're setting them this week, so I'll put out an email to let you know what those are. I like to have all six of them outlined so people know exactly what date Saturdays it'll be. Yeah, I'll let you know. And again, tax trainings. Yep, we haven't picked out those yet. That's a great idea. And we're doing two tax trainings this year for those who are interested. A lot of people, they just kind of felt left behind in the last tax training. It was a little bit over their head. I'm going to do a tax 101. So it's going to be for beginners. So if you're a total novice, you're going to get a tax training from a total novice perspective, okay? So if that's going to be, because I just find there are a lot of people out there that just have no clue. Oh, done.